Today, we have around 22.5% of women parliamentarians, and we have only 48 women speakers of parliamentary chambers. And of course, so the proportion of women in parliaments at the global level, which is 22.6% this month, is pretty low, given the fact that, you know, women constitute half of the world population. In the Arab region, this proportion is lower. It is 19%.
And why is it important for women to have a stronger representation in parliament, not only in terms of political decision-making, but the message that it sends to societies as a whole?
It's extremely important at this level. It's important in terms of the rights to take part in the conduct of public affairs of a country. The second reason is for efficiency purposes. You know, a parliament is to legislate, to oversee governmental policies, actions, plans, programs, budgets, and parliamentarians represent the population. So in doing all these different functions, you definitely need different perspectives, different experiences, and different talents as well. This is why it's extremely important to have both men and women in parliament. Another reason is this idea of institutions playing a role model for the population. If you have women represented, women active in politics, this will inspire young women on the importance of their political participation and would probably encourage a lot of them. It's also definitely a sign for a country that when women are in leading positions, that women's participation, women's contribution in the society, in the family, in the workforce is a priority. And this, I think, has an impact.